in this bulletin. Restrictions tighten in Sydney as cases rise further, while Victoria's lockdown continues. The US plays down the prospect of a Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. And in sport, more COVID-19 headaches for the AFL. With the latest SBS news, I'm Gareth Borum. New South Wales has recorded 111 locally acquired COVID-19 cases and one related death, a man in his late 80s from southeast Sydney. Up to 42 cases were in the community while infectious, a number Premier Gladys Berejiklian says is far too high to end the lockdown.
What we haven't managed to do is really budge that stubborn number every day for the last few days where we need to quash this virus. It's not good enough for us to tread water, which is what we're doing now. We've to some extent stabilised it, but we're not managing to get that quash that curve, to get that curve to come down.
83 cases were linked to southwest Sydney, leading to additional restrictions for those local government areas. Residents there cannot leave home for work unless they are health or emergency service workers. Non-critical retail will close from midnight, as well as non-urgent repairs and construction. The measures will be in place at least until July 30. Victoria has recorded 19 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases in the 24 hours to midnight. All cases are linked to current outbreaks. Victorian COVID-19 Commander Geron Wymer says there are now more than 150 exposure sites across the state.
We now have 43 positive cases related to these two chains of transmission with over 10,000 primary close contacts. We have 165 exposure sites.
Health Minister Martin Foley says authorities haven't found any unlinked infections, reinforcing the need for the lockdown. Victoria is currently on day two of its five-day lockdown. South Australia has barred almost all Victorian residents from entering the state and plans to prevent South Australians returning next week without specific exemptions. Only residents of the state and people genuinely relocating or fleeing domestic violence can enter from Victoria. There is still a 70-kilometre cross-border bubble zone, but Victorians cannot go any further into South Australia. The state's Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says South Australian residents in Victoria should come home now or risk being locked out completely.
We'll be continually monitoring the situation in Victoria, and it is likely that early next week we will make further changes which will even prevent returning South Australians from coming in without applying for a specific exemption from SA Health. I think this gives you some indication as to the level of concern we have for the situation interstate and the steps we're taking to prevent the possibility of spread of COVID-19 and the Delta variant into South Australia.
Overseas now, and the White House says United States President Joe Biden believes a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan after the withdrawal of US and allied troops from the country is not inevitable. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the US is continuing to provide support in the form of supplies and training, but local officials must take matters into their own hands.
We will continue to provide security assistance in the coming months to the Afghan national forces, but it is up to them to determine, are they going to unite as a country? Are they going to stand up and fight against the Taliban? And that is, it's really in their hands at this, it will be in their hands moving forward. So his point is that it is not inevitable. There has been no intelligence assessment that has said it is inevitable.
The Taliban has overrun dozens of districts in Afghanistan since the start of the final phase of the withdrawal of US and NATO troops, ending their 20-year military presence in the country. To sport, and in AFL, a North Melbourne and an Essendon player have been forced into isolation in Queensland after attending an exposure site in Victoria. It's believed the players attended last Tuesday's rugby union clash between the Wallabies and France in Melbourne. The venue has been upgraded to a Tier 1 exposure site after a positive case attended the game. The Kangaroos and the Bombers are due to play tomorrow on the Gold Coast. The United Nations has called on all countries to observe the traditional Olympic truce during the upcoming Olympic and Paralympic Games in Japan. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says the Games are an opportunity to pursue ceasefires and lasting peace beyond the event.
In a few days, athletes from around the world will come together in Japan for the Olympic and Paralympic Games. They've had to overcome enormous obstacles to participate in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. We need to show the same strength and solidarity in our efforts to bring peace to our world. Seeking peace and uniting around common goals is even more important this year as we strive to end the pandemic and build a strong, sustainable and inclusive global recovery.
The Olympic truce began in ancient Greece to allow free passage of athletes and spectators from often warring city-states to the original games every 4 years. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a few showers, 19. Adelaide, a shower or two, 14. Melbourne, a shower or two, clearing, 14 as well. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, much the same with a top of just 11. Brrr. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, sunny, 18. Newcastle, sunny, 2, 19. Brisbane, another member of the sunny club, 21. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. Darwin, sunny of course, 33. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.